Welcome to the Advanced Leadership Podcast, accelerating your growth as a leader. Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to the first ever Advanced Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, Vance Martin, and thank you for being here for our first podcast. If you're listening to this podcast, my guess is you probably know me personally, and I may have paid you to listen to this podcast. So thank you for humoring me enough to listen to this thing. I'm excited about this. It's something I've been thinking about doing for a long time and just haven't done it. And what I get to do at my role at Slingshot Group, what I am learning is just incredible because I get to be around amazing people all the time. And so this podcast is going to be kind of a collection of all those learnings, whether it's lessons that I'm learning or interviews with amazing people. My goal is to help you, just as I've had so many people help me, accelerate my leadership forward and maybe learn from some of my mistakes and other people's mistakes. So today we're going to jump right into the meat of the episode. And what I'm going to share with you is actually a teaching that I did a few months ago, but I felt like this is so pertinent to the climate and what we're up against in the world right now. If you are listening to this in the future, you're probably looking back and laughing at all of us. As I'm recording this, it's July 2020, and the world has lost its mind. It is changing rapidly. And as leaders, we have to change with it. In fact, I think when I look back on my leadership journey, the majority of what I was leading through was always some type of change. If we're leading, we're out in front, we're taking people where we need to go. And we're leading change. And so in some form or fashion, that can be in small incremental changes in an individual's life. So we're influencing a person to grow and to change, or we are influencing an entire organization, a church, a ministry within a church. But leadership really is boiled down to how we lead through change. Now more than ever, things are changing, and the way that we're approaching ministry has to change. Just to give you a little glimpse into the future, I'm going to be doing a sit-down with some ministry friends of mine, and we're going to talk about that very thing. What is ministry going to look like in the future? And I think that's you're going to love that sit-down. But what I wanted to do first is kind of set the stage, and I think I may do a whole series on change. But today, what I really want to break down is the nature of change and the process that you have to lead people through in order for change to stick. So let's jump right into the phases of change. Today, I had an interesting day, and this is a great, I think, great lead-in for what we're talking about today. So I live in Florida, and there are palm trees here, right? And so I've got a big palm tree in the backyard, and in our front yard, we had what's called a pygmy date palm. And it's like three little palms that come up, and this thing is probably about 6 feet high, and there's three of them. And my wife hates it. And so as an act of love, I decided to move that palm from the front yard to the backyard. And I bit off more than I could chew. So I began to dig out this palm, and I dug a circle around it, and I was putting my shovel in and lifting up on the shovel, and it wasn't budging. And so I broke down and did what most guys do but don't want to tell you if you're listening to this and you're a wife and your spouse, your husband, trust me, he does this. He just doesn't want you to know that he does this is when they don't know what to do, they look at YouTube. And so I looked at YouTube on how to transplant a pygmy date palm. And sure enough, I got the information I need. And what I had to do was dig an entire trench around this thing. And okay, it took me 3 hours of literally just digging and digging and digging and cutting the roots and digging until I had this root ball at the bottom, which was about 1.5 to 2 foot round, this big root ball. And finally got this thing. And I was, I was at the end of myself. And then now I had this huge thing in this hole and had to get it out. And then I had to drag and roll this huge root ball and palm tree all the way to my backyard. When I got to my backyard and the area that was going to put it, it was going to be in the corner of our backyard. I began to dig and I was digging down and all of a sudden I hit something. And I realized that I had hit the sprinkler line. You see, when we start leading through change, one, it's always going to be harder than we think. And there will always be unforeseen problems. So I had to stop what I was doing at that moment and go to Lowe's and buy some PVC to relocate all the pipes that went to this line of my sprinkler system. I dug it all out, reconnected it, and then was able to dig this huge hole and drop this palm tree into this hole and covered it up with all the dirt. And I was exhausted. It took every ounce of my energy. In fact, right now, I feel like I could just go lay down right now. Change will take everything out of you. But if you go look in my backyard right now, it looks awesome. The palm tree over there, it looks great. And now for years to come, we're going to be able to enjoy the palm, at least me. My wife might not enjoy it. Actually, she said she liked it. But there is effort. You know the old saying, anything that is worth fighting for is going to be a fight. And that's what this is. There are some people, when you say, hey, do you like change? You know, there's some people, or maybe it's not a question. I don't know. Who goes around saying, hey, do you like change? But let me ask you, do you like change? Some of you might say yes out there. You might say, yes, I love change. I used to think that I like change, and here's what I discovered. The truth is that no one likes change. No one likes change unless they're in control. We like control. When we're in the driver's seat, we're much more comfortable with change. And one of the things that we have to realize as leaders is that we are in the driver's seat. We're leading the change and everybody else isn't. And it's hard to have the empathy that we sometimes need to. So let's talk about the nature of change. There's two primary reasons that a leader needs to lead change. One is they have a vision to expand God's kingdom. So God has given you a picture of the preferred future. God has put something on your heart to lead you somewhere else. Or there's a problem that you need to fix. There's an issue that we can't move forward and something has to change. So it's either we've got to change because God is calling us to something else, or we're at an impasse and something's got to change. We're at a dead end of the road and we can't continue, so we've got to go left or right. We can't continue on our path. The path from here is filled with pain. This is the nature of change. When we get to that point where we say, we can't stay here, you just feel it. You feel it from with the depths of your bones. You feel it. As a leader, you feel that before anybody else. And that's a lot of times the problem because you're the only one that feels it. Before change can stick within an organization, the leader must lead everybody else through a process of change. And there's three elements of this process. that we have to lead everybody through that really is a painful process. The path from here to there is filled with pain. And that process, that the process we have to lead people through are three things. It's discomfort, discontent, and disgust. So let's dive into those three things. Number one, discomfort. I don't like it. As a leader, your ability to change is directly related to your ability to withstand pain. Did I say this is going to be painful? It's going to be painful. Change itself is painful, and you can't lead anybody beyond the level of pain in which you can withstand. Change means things aren't going to be comfortable. They're going to be different than the way that they were, and people don't want to usually risk what they have. But usually we can't get what we want or what we need unless we risk for that something better. We have to risk what we have to gain something better. Until the pain to remain the same is greater than the pain of change, things will remain the same. As a leader, we sometimes have to create the discomfort because people are going to be comfortable. They like the way things are. And so you have to begin to lead into the pain of creating something. This is like ripping off a scab, creating a level of discomfort to make it where people don't want to stay. And there's a lot of ways that we can create that discomfort. And it's through communicating where we want to go and why we need to stay, and we can't stay here. So we're going to get into that a little bit later. But we've got to get people to a point where we say, you know what? I don't like this. I don't like this. I don't like where we are. I don't like, we need to change. And sometimes it can be a negative thing, okay? So sometimes when you create that pain and people don't like it, that's okay. That means that you're beginning to start the process. Number two on the process is discontent. There is something better. So if we can't stay here, then where? What is the thing stirring within you as a leader? What is the vision that God has placed on your heart for your people, for your ministry? And you as the leader have to clarify that vision that God has given you. And the sooner that you can get a clarified picture in your mind, the sooner that you can paint that picture of the preferred future to those that you lead. And that will create the discontent. This is where God is calling us, but we're not where God is calling us. This has got to be a holy discontent. God has called us to something greater, to do something greater. And the key to lasting change is to make sure that it's not about you, that it's about Him. Okay, so when you're talking about this change, don't make a change just because you want the change. Make sure that the change is what God wants you to do. Make sure that this is a change that God wants. It's not about you. It's about Him. This is His church. It's not yours. So you've got to find out what He has called you for your church and for your ministry. When you get that clarity, and He will give you that clarity, if you seek Him, He's going to give it to you. Let that be your rally cry. It has a shift from a belief to a conviction. Conviction creates discontent. Okay? Let me say that one more time. It has to be a shift from belief to conviction, and conviction creates discontent. Conviction is, it's beyond I believe, I think, to I know. I know that this is where God is leading us. You've got to get into your heart, because when you're on this path, the pain is going to want to make you look back and say, wow, it was great that way before, wasn't it? But you got to shift. from just belief to conviction, and that conviction will create a holy discontent of we can't stay here. And discontent leads to the final piece of the puzzle, disgust. I will never go back there. Once we're moving, people are wanna go back. You maybe think they're not gonna wanna go back, right? They're not gonna go nowhere back. I got one word for you. Egypt. I mean, if you think about the once freed slaves had comfort in what they knew of Egypt. And when they were in the desert, what did they do? They begged Moses, take us back. Take us back to Egypt. Because at least there we knew that we were going to get 3 squares. We knew the regiment for the day. We knew it was coming. They wanted to go back? See, unless you reach disgust of where you were, disgust of who you are, you always want to go back. One time at a church I was working at, we had a special guest come in, and his name was Monty Hip. You may have heard of him. He was a well-known youth speaker, and I got to be his host for the weekend. And as we were driving to the airport, I asked him. I said, "What have you seen?" What is the element for change sticking with people? And this is the word he gave me, disgust. Disgust, and it feels like a gross word, right? But I want you to think about this. Okay, several years ago, you may not believe this, maybe you would. It was about 8 years ago now. I was a little chubbier. I was 40 pounds heavier than I am now. And I was over 2 bills quite a bit and was a little chubby. I had big cheeks, and I wore the weight well, but it came to a point where I didn't like myself, and not in a way of, I didn't have self-confidence issues. I was very confident, but I knew that I could be better. I wasn't healthy the way that I should be. And so I decided that I wasn't going to be a fat guy anymore. I wasn't going to be chubby anymore. And I started exercising, and I started eating right. And I lost 40 pounds in about 4 months. And from that moment on, I have not gone back. In fact, what I did after I lost all the weight, I had a purging of my closet. And I took all my fat clothes and I took them immediately to Goodwill, and I donated them. Why? Because I wanted to burn the bridge. Because I knew if I kept fat clothes, the moment that I would start eating like I wanted to, and the pants that I had started getting tight, I'd just pull out the old pants from my closet and start wearing those. But when you're disgusted with where you are, you're gonna burn the bridge. That's what you got to do. You got to help people get to the point where you say, I will never go back. God has called you and prepared you to lead people to the new there. And you got to lead your people through the process of discomfort, discontent, disgust. And remember, you're leading. That means you got to go first. Well, I hope you enjoyed that. I hope that was helpful for you, and is going to help push you further. And whoever you're leading in the change that you need to lead through. Hey, thanks for joining us today. I really appreciate you listening to the podcast, taking the time. I hope it was worth your while. Take a minute and subscribe to the podcast. We're going to be doing this as often as I can right now. Hopefully we're shooting for once a week, and we'll see where it goes from there. Leave a review on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast, and also check us out on all the social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. That'll give you the best, most up-to-date information on podcast episodes that are coming out, You're not going to want to miss the next few episodes. I've got some really awesome interviews coming up, and we'll probably continue this series on leading through change as well. Hey, thanks for joining us today on the Advance Leadership Podcast, accelerating your growth as a leader.